Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time once again, as we get to the end of the week, for the DJ Beers, sort of an exclusive radio club, if you will, to you're a part of the club. That's a cool thing. Jennifer Horn is, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirsten, along with Doug Steffen, to review the charts from Talkers Magazine every week at end of week. We take an hour to sort of be a coupling with the official Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison to have our input on the top 10 stories and the list of people that are published both at Talkers, Talkers.com, and on the DJV social media and website, DJVshow.com. So let's go through the list. Maybe we'll pick a few things out as we go through, and then we can spend more time on the things that you want to spend time on, ladies. Number 10, the winter weather situation. People on the East Coast being affected this weekend by a snowstorm, depending on where you were coming up the East Coast. A small amount in Washington, but I think they've had more snow in Washington this year than they had there for a long, long time. Normally, Washington, I remember when I was working there, was kind of cool because when we got to February, it was time to start planting stuff, fully a month ahead of what we have here in New England. Anyway,
early
so
spring,
that.
Yeah, with all yeah, the cherry yeah. blossoms come out in oh, yeah. by April, right? Or March?
It's fabulous. Yeah, it really is. Okay, so that's the weather story. You always talk about the weather, and people grouse. It almost goes hand in hand when you have a conversation about the weather. Oh, those weather forecasters, they don't know anything. They're stupid. They lie. They don't dare. This, that. It's a very in. I think it's become, it's much more interesting because they have much more data at their disposal, and I think they are more accurate, it would seem. It's fascinating, even if they aren't right, how they get it down. Have you ever watched the Weather Channel? And see how these guys, they go county by county with whatever
going on. My grandmother
used
to watch that for 4 hours every day. She's having like meditative or something.
Excuse me.
My grandmother, you live in North Carolina. You don't have to keep like, the weather.
What's the weather going to be like in Abilene today?
Pay attention to hurricane season, and that's pretty much it.
That's it, yep. Number 9 on the story list this week, the NFL playoffs. I was talking about the interview Bob Costas did with Al Michaels, who will do the play-by-play of the Super Bowl again this year. And what a fabulous, if you get a chance and you got HBO, check that interview out. But anyway, back to the players. They were talking a lot about Brady. Certainly he continues to be the story or a story. Are there other people? Aaron Rodgers is number 10 on the people list. So how does he play into all of this, ladies? What do you think?
Well, I think he was really, they expected him to win. It was kind of an upset when the 49ers won over the Green Bay Packers. But now the question is not if he's going to retire, like people are looking at Brady, is this it? They're looking to see if he's going to stick with Green Bay or if he's going to move somewhere else. And there've been a ton of internet rumors. I think the latest one I saw was that he wants to go to Denver. And then people are saying, well, if he ever wants to win a championship again, he won't go to Denver. It's just a lot of speculation about his future. I don't know. As much as he complained about being a Green Bay Packer at the beginning of this season, I don't see him moving to another team. Right now, he seemed to gel with them. They played really well this season. They were great. So, we'll see.
Yeah. All right. There's a comment, ladies and gentlemen. There are lots of them. People are all worked up about this. The ratings, despite what I say, I'm just a lone voice in the wilderness, apparently, when it comes to the safety of football, especially when you're in high school or college. But the interest in the NFL games is bigger, heavier, more expensive for advertisers than it ever has been. And there's more of it around. You can find it more on the radio. You can find more of it streaming, more of it on television. Is there a night during the week that there isn't a football game on?
Oh, my gosh. There is. No, I know. It's on every night. Because my husband, being a sports enthusiast the way he is, he's always got his phone with some game on. And I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah. It's a Tuesday night. What are you watching?
Yeah,
it just feels like it's every
night.
Give
it a rest, Fred.
It's Saturday, it's Sunday, it's Monday, and then it's Thursday. It's just, it's a lot.
It's glorious.
Oh, well, speaking of, well, if we're going to stay in football talk, then we haven't mentioned Ben Roethlisberger announcing his retirement.
Oh, right.
Age 39 from Pittsburgh, and so he's hanging up his cleats.
Well, and maybe this was coming, and as much as I cannot stand the Steelers being a Browns fan, I loved the way the last home game of the regular season, how they sent him off. They just gave him a really great send-off. The crowd was cheering for him, and you could see the appreciation and the respect amongst all the players, even the other team. It was,
he's been
it
on
really
the team for a long time, too.
Oh, my gosh, he's played forever.
Forever,
and,
right?
But, you know, the thing that's nice about that and the reason that I don't think it's Tom Brady's last game is that I just don't think that Tom Brady would do that to himself. He loves football so much. I don't think you just want to go off into the night and say, yep, that was it. I'm hanging it up. Unless you're injured or something. But when you make a decision, then you know what you're playing for. You get the accolades. I mean, I don't know. That's why I think the speculation is kind of silly at this point. I mean, maybe we could be wrong and Tom Brady goes, but wouldn't he want to go in the direction of Ben Roethlisberger, also a future Hall of Famer, who's able to say thank you to the fans and they can say thank you to him? It seems like there's closure there.
Yeah. Well,
I just don't feel like Brady's ready to retire.
Brady's 44 and he's not ready.
No, he's still too healthy. He's way too healthy to retire.
Yeah, he is. He's so good still.
Yeah.
Okay, number 8 on the story list. The big tech problems with social media. Victoria has been covering this week what's going on at Intel as part of the countdown. But in the terms of social media, probably the Neil Young thing. He not too intelligently said, look, it's either him or me. And so Spotify said, it's him, not you.
He found out it's not 1973 anymore. So.
I would be curious how many spins Neil Young even gets on Spotify.
Yeah.
I feel like his core audience is definitely doing vinyl, maybe some 8-track. I don't know. Like, it's just, I don't know that Spotify even took a hit.
But you know what? It was good because it called attention to what Rogan is doing and the Rogan deal.
He's allowed
not
his opinion. I mean, I think he's a moron, but he's allowed his opinions. I
Who,
think that
Rogan or Neil
Rogan.
Young?
Neil Young, too.
Well, he's both at this point.
Yeah. Neil Young.
I feel like we have to get out of this, and we talked about this on the DJV show this week. Get out of this realm. Like, if you don't agree with me, you can't say anything. It's like homogenized thinking is so boring. I mean, I know it seems like it's nice on the surface, but you know what? The variety is a spice of life, and let live and let live. Just let people say their stuff.
I think
agree with it or don't.
Well, also, we have so many options. If you don't want to hear it, you don't have to.
Yeah, right.
I don't listen to Joe Rogan's podcast. Like, I don't want to.
Yeah, I don't care about what he thinks. Whether I like him, agree with him or not, I don't really care. There's so many people with so many opinions. Shut the hell up.
So many other options, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. How about thinking for yourself? Duh. Number 7. What, Jennifer? That's it.
Think for yourself.
Yeah, right, exactly. What's wrong with you? You can't think for yourself. All right, that reminds me of the... actually, before we leave number 8, Bongino was off on a toot this week. I don't know. I shouldn't... I don't have any... I don't really... He's one of those people. I don't care what he says either. But he's great at calling attention to himself. And it seems to work to a certain extent because he's... somebody who's not a seasoned talk personality at all, but yet he's getting an audience on Westwood, on the Westwood stations, the Cumulus stations. And, you know, he started, a couple of months ago, was saying, my company's not is making me, is mandating that everybody get a shot, and I've had them, but I don't agree, and I want them to change their policy, which they didn't do. And he suggested at first he was going to quit, and he didn't do that either.
But now I think it's because the Supreme Court mandate was down. I don't think there's like the government.
Maybe. But didn't he get taken off of YouTube this week because of more of the same
from
crap?
YouTube, which is another thing that's just ridiculous.
It is. I mean, the guy's a moron as far as I'm concerned, but he has a right to have a platform.
I don't know. I was listening to him, so I was really slow. Anybody who was going to take over for Rush is, it's a tough hill to climb.
It is.
But I was listening to him a little bit more because he's on when I get off of my L.A. program in the market. And I always do, like, bingo, right? I'm always popping around trying to figure out who's talking about what. And as for someone who didn't come from a talk radio background, I don't think he's half bad, actually. I think he's definitely better than some of the people who are podcasters who try to transition to the radio.
He's better than Ben, for sure. He's on the same network, but Ben's not a talk guy. He's a social media guy.
Shapiro.
Ben Shapiro. Right. And so, I mean, I don't know. I shouldn't say he's a moron. He's obviously smarter than the average duck to be able to play.
And what I also like about him, and I don't know him, so I have no allegiance to him, but one of the things that I like about him is that he is a business. He's got a lot of diverse interests. Like, he's a businessman. Yeah. When social media platforms were kicking him off, he created his own social media platform.
Yeah, smart.
And so, I mean, there's nothing, I don't know. When people tend to diversify their talents, I have a respect for that because it's not the easiest thing to do, and it's hard to have your foot in your hand in multiple businesses.
Right.
I know from experience it's a hard lot to kind of go down.
Yes, both
but
of
he's
two,
doing
yeah.
it, and
right.
so right. I mean I think that's kind of a
okay.
cool thing.
Maybe shouldn't be so tough. What really bothers me, not so much him, as all these people touting or blowing the same horn. And I'll tell you, this kid, Ken Matthews, I took a couple of shots at him, having listened to him once or twice when he was on for Rush. But I did listen to him a little bit more this past week. And it's actually, it's of all of them, that may be the most interesting one. Anyway, it all depends on your flavor. And it's the flavor of the day, the month, whatever. Number seven, we have time for this. What's going on? Florida, DeSantis, and the pandemic, and all of the Surgeon General said, what is it? Why do we isolate Florida out? I guess as much as anything, because of DeSantis going back and forth with Donald Trump, and that has nothing to do with Surgeon
General. No, they're not
going
back and forth. They said there's no Ron and Don thing going on, which I thought was kind of funny, a Ron and Don thing. But
Ron Don, yes.
What happened this week is that the administration, the Biden administration, was holding back, and the FDA was holding back the doling out of monoclonal antibodies to Florida. Now, some people have said that they don't work. I know people who have had a good experience with them.
They don't work against Omicron. That's been proven.
Yeah, but neither does the vaccine, and we're still doling that out. I mean, it's like, I don't know. And so they want to take it away from Florida.
The vaccine does work against Omicron, so that's not true.
Well, I mean, people are still getting it. It's not a true vaccine because people
but monoclonal antibodies are when you're really, really sick in the hospital. You can only get them in the hospital.
And so
but
taking
they don't
that away
against
from
Omicron,
Florida,
they don't latch
and DeSantis
onto
is fighting back.
All right, anyway, so there it is. There's no obviously there's no straight line in that deal. The January 6th thing, we'll get to that in a few moments, plus social media. It's 18 after the hour. Somebody asked me the other day, how he could lose his belly fat.
Calendrin targets all over body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Calitrin just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, mm-hmm. and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all over toning, too.
So does Calitrin work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you know, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking Calitrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJV code for all these specials when you check out.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 past the hour now on the DJV overview of what's going on News Talk Radio with our focus on the countdown, the charts, the top 10 stories, and the top 10 people on the list. And certainly Justice Breyer is on that list. He's number 3 on the people list, and actually the story itself of him announcing his retirement, number 3 on the story list at Talkers.com and DJVShow.com. So we've asked our audience who they would like to have replace the justice. And so we have interesting comments of our own and of the listeners. Jay, take it away.
Yeah, what's fascinating is nobody wanted to name an actual person, just the guidelines they would like to see. D.L. Ford wants someone qualified to uphold the law and Constitution. Brian Linetti also wants somebody who will decide issues on the Constitution, not based on their opinion. And Devin Vejvoda says, just pick the best person for the job, regardless of race, gender, religion, and political party.
What does Mac think?
Mac says Buttigieg.
Does he really? Okay. I think that Buttigieg
Max a
might
big
be,
Mayor Pete fan.
Yeah. For those of you who are wondering, Mac is Jessica's, Jay's son, and he's right there on the ready to go become the next radio star, in fact. Fascinated with a microphone and headsets, at least. All right, so let's see. My input on this is Kamala Harris to get her the heck out of the way, although
it's
can she do damage?
Not going to be Kamala. There's a large. I think there's a big chance of it because she's so unpopular right now as VP. But here's the sticky thing for them is that unless they are sure that they could get Republicans to support that, there would be a whole lot of drama that would hold it up, and they want to get this thing done fast before the midterm elections because they're afraid they're going to lose the majority.
So then, how do they get rid of her?
So if they don't think they have Republican support, then they will probably go in a different direction because you can't have a 50-50 tie and then have her as a vice president vote for herself to break
right.
the tie.
It's not
going to
happen.
So it solves a lot of problems for them.
It does.
It did because they are facing big problems for looking ahead to 2024. They could have someone clean, like, well, not clean, but a newer candidate. And people are talking about Hillary Clinton.
Hillary!
as vice president, not as obviously Supreme Court justice.
All right, let's do the Russians, shall we? The situation with Russia and the Crimea. Whoops, wait a minute. And Ukraine. The Crimea is part of the Ukraine. Anyway, number 2 this week, the situation there. And our question
It just asks for reflection, right, Jay?
Well, yeah. What, if anything, should the U.S. do about it? And pretty much everybody is like, absolutely, absolutely nothing. The U.S. needs to just mind our own business and let the world fight their own battles for once. That was unanimous. Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like. So, yeah, Stephen Jay said nothing. Jan Rose said, is there sandbox? Leave him alone. Celeste Erickson said, yep, mind your business. Talking about us. David Slater, offer aid in the form of weapons. That's the only kind of naysayer I see here. But don't send in the troops. I don't think anybody wants to send
Nobody wants to send our troops in.
No. Do we need memories of Afghanistan and Iraq?
Sure. Right.
No. It needs that. Okay. So also as an aside this week, there was a lot of hubbub about Idris Elba being the next James Bond. So we asked our audience that. Got a couple of quickies here. Jay?
Yeah, Lisa Sutton wants Brad Pitt. Ruth Anderson says, make it Bruce Willis and give us a little bit of a semi-comedy. And Lynn Charlene says, Sam Elliott or Doug Steffen.
Yay!
Can you imagine Doug 007?
Sam Elliott's 100 years old. That's ridiculous.
I thought you were going to say Doug Steffen is 100 years old.
No, you would be a better James Bond than Sam Elliott.
I would be. Colin Farrell, I see Hugh Jackman also on the list here. All right, 28 after.
Hugh Jackman could do it. Talk radio countdown.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's called a bomb cyclone, and it is about to explode off the northeast coast. Some parts of the northeast, and especially southern New England, could see up to 2.5 feet of snow from this nor'easter. Meteorologists calling it a bomb cyclone, or bombogenesis, because the storm intensifies so rapidly within 24 hours. President Biden talking about bad bridges in the U.S. after a bridge in Pennsylvania collapsed just hours before his previously scheduled visit to go there to speak about bad bridges.
When a bridge is in disrepair, it literally can threaten lives. As soon as we heard about the bridge, we were immediately in contact with the mayor. Mr. Mayor, you're doing a hell of a job. And the governor and other officials on the ground. And we're going to rebuild that bridge, along with thousands of other bridges.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Dr. Anthony Fauci saying he is cautiously optimistic that the overall COVID-19 trend is starting to come down across the U.S. Though while the Omicron variant surge seems to be subsiding, there's a new variant on the scene. And USA Radio's Tim Berg spoke with a medical expert about it.
It's officially called Omicron BA.2. And this week, cases were detected in California, Texas, and Washington. As far as how these new variants are detected, Dr. Diane Hess tells USA Radio News.
Frequently, probably less than 20% of all COVID tests have variant testing done. Those are tests that are done in the state health department level usually. Even physicians who are treating patients, like critical care patients in the hospital, they don't know what variant their patients have. Usually, if you find out the variant, it'll probably be weeks later because it's just not a test that's done commonly and it's not done in the hospital often.
I'm Tim Berg.
And this is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. For those of you who hear us only on the weekend, because we're on Monday through Friday, the ladies of the day and me, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jake Kirshner, do the DJV program every single morning for 4 hours for your listening and dancing pleasure. But because we accompany the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and not all of those stations carry our program, you might be interested in finding other things. And if you want to familiarize yourself sort of with what goes on in the program and listen to some of the podcasts and the show in real time, you can do that at djvshow.com. The latest podcast, as an example, that was...
I liked that. That was good.
You like that? As an example, for example, we discussed the two-year anniversary of Kobe Bryant and his daughter dying in that helicopter crash. God, does it seem like
I can't believe it's been two years.
I know, yeah. Right, exactly. Also, talking about a graphic novel about the Holocaust being banned in a county in Tennessee, and we tell you why that is. Then a lot of talk about actors getting engaged, that sort of thing. All of this is free for the listening. Download at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcast, Apple, at places like that. Okay, back to the story list, if you will. Number five, the January 6th investigation. Didn't we talk this week on the DJV program about somebody, the latest person going to jail? Seems to me there have been. How many people have actually gone to jail because of this? Anybody know what the body count is?
I don't know what the total is. There are a couple from New Jersey where I am who got the longest sentence so far because he assaulted one of the Capitol Police officers. But I don't know how many total. I know hundreds of people I think have been arrested.
Yeah.
Yeah, just around 200, maybe just short of 200 arrests, I think. But, they're really throwing the book at him, though. There is no...
Is that good or bad?
I agree with it.
I think that we just have a really unequal form of justice right now. In California, you can murder someone and get less time than someone who is charged with a trespassing charge for January 6th, and I don't think that that's right. And I think that's a big problem.
Two wrongs don't make a right.
I understand. I'm not saying, and that's why I'm saying, I don't know if it's right or wrong. I just think we need to do better. I mean, for instance, people burning down a police station during the summer, no arrests made, and now you have trespassing charges that are being, you know, people put in jail for like 5 or 6 years. I think it's crazy. I mean, there was an attempted insurrection nobody likes to talk about in front of the Trump White House when they burned down the church and they tried to enter the White House grounds. I don't think there have been any arrests made in that for arson or for trespassing. Not one. Nobody talks about that. So, you know, I think we should just figure out what the rule is, what the line is, and then let everybody meet that standard and not just some over the others.
Well, I mean, there's a whole lot when you, it seems to me we've got to put all of these things together. January 6th, the business about vaccines and all of the protests. I noticed that Evangeline Lilly went to Washington to speak out, and I thought the phrase was interesting that she used, bodily sovereignty. Here we go with another, whether it's politically correct.
She's been a big anti-vaxxer from the minute that COVID. She didn't wear a mask. She bragged about it on social media. She was with her like 85-year-old father. I mean, I think she's a wackadoo. And I wouldn't. Yeah. I mean, it's America. You get to be a wackadoo. But you know, yeah. I have no respect for her anymore at all.
Really? I think she's kind of cute, but that doesn't have anything to do with whether she's. Anyway, as far as the vaccine is concerned. But the reason I brought it up is because, you know, the January 6th thing, the protests, we live and we tout the fact that we ought to be able to protest in our country. This is one of the few places we can get away with it and not get shot. And yet we haven't done a good job of, I don't know, policing ourselves is probably the best way. Are we capable of doing that? You know, talk about the police not doing a good job, but are we, and let's defund the police, yada, yada. Are we capable in a general sense of policing ourselves? I'm not sure that we're even capable of governing ourselves anymore, never mind policing ourselves. So when you see these things pop up, I'm all for protests. I'm all for demonstrations that are peaceful. I've spent a lot of time on the radio going counter to the grain. And sometimes have worked people up into a frenzy over something that may or may not have been all that important. But, you know, you have a bully pulpit and you can stir people up. No matter, I mean, look at all the people who do get stirred up about basically nothing. And then there are things that are substantive. So how do you know how to separate the wheat from the chaff? I think is an interesting farm analogy. Okay, so anyway, number four is the economy and what it's doing in a sense to the number of, and there's probably two parts to this, ladies, the fact that we have more crime now, more violence. I was kind of looking around at what went on in Michigan as an example, the school shooter there, that remember this 15-year-old kid who's accused of killing four students at the high school in Michigan is going to pursue an insanity defense. That one wonders how much more of that. He's going through mental exams now, and then the judge is going to decide.
If that's true, then his parents should be locked up because his parents are the ones that went out and bought a gun for a kid that if he's insane and he didn't know what he was doing, then
and
why did
they say, oh, yeah, he's always had mental
laws.
Problems. Right.
Yeah.
If they went out and broke the law to get a gun for a young person and thought that he was a trustworthy individual to have that responsibility.
Well, they're nuts, too.
And they've been arrested. Yeah, they've been arrested. So,
well, they've also, been charged with manslaughter.
And,
so,
yeah, there were also parent-teacher conferences about him. So they knew that there was an issue.
Right. Yep. And
I think you can't have an insanity plea without the parents taking then full responsibility for it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, I think we're on the same page there. Anything else to say about Breyer and who replaces him? We had a nice time talking about some of the replacements during our social media segment. I don't know, at this point, it's just all talk and BS, so let's wait a while and see what happens.
Well, I think the newsworthy thing to talk about is that Biden says he's going to have a nominee by the end of February, which indicates they're going to move really quickly through this pre-election, which I don't think is a surprise. Again, you know, they might lose a majority, so they're trying to do it when they have the most favorable odds of getting confirmation. So I think that's a big
piece. Well, they did that with Amy Coney Barrett, too. That went 100%, with lightning speed.
That one was actually one of the fastest nominations. Yeah. Gorsuch was like 300 days, and the rest of, and he was one of the longer ones. But it's kind of interesting to see how that works. The process, of course, the political, what, you know, what ifs. It's interesting to play with scenarios. But I think the other thing is that the stories from pretty solid sources around Breyer say that he knew he was going to retire, but that he wasn't ready to announce, and that someone leaked it to the news media because they wanted to make sure that he was out in time so that they had the time to do this. So.
So at the end of the term, supposedly, which comes, what, in June?
Yeah.
That's when he would retire. Yep. Okay. Number one this week is more on COVID. I see that the Secretary of Education, Miguel Cardona, says that the nation's schools have to act more urgently to help all the students who have fallen so far behind because of COVID. We must make up for lost time. That's, I think, yeah, that's a... That's something, that's a nice line. So what are they going to do?
Well, his plan is that he wants to have, he wants every school to have more counselors for mental health, more tutoring. I have three good friends who are teachers in public school, and they're all tutoring kids after school now.
Making extra money?
Yeah, making extra money, and the kids have fallen really far behind. Some kids thrived doing, you know, the remote learning, and other kids just didn't. So there's a huge divide, like maybe more than it's ever been, and it wasn't great going into the pandemic. But and the other thing that's really frustrating is there's $130 billion that was part of the American Rescue Plan that just went to schools, and largely most schools haven't even touched it yet. Yeah. And so Biden last week, he said, look, use it. He's like, this is the money that we put aside for schools. Like, why are you not using it? I don't know. It's in New Jersey, it's been a frustration, too. In local news, you know, that schools are sitting on this money and they're fighting about how to use it and what they're going to do. And
it's lacking all the way around. Public education in this country is not what it ought to be and not what we're paying for. I think that pretty much most people would agree with that, unless you're a teacher. I think the kids that you have in your family are doing very well. Here's a poll from the Center for Public Affairs showing that 15% say they'll consider the pandemic over only when COVID-19 is eliminated. You got a long wait for that one, Charlie.
Right.
It's going to be around and around and around. It'll be another flu, part of the flu shot, and that's it. And 83% say they feel the pandemic would be over when it's largely a mild illness, which is coming very quickly down the pike, even though it doesn't seem so, because the news media is not doing well. They want to scare everybody, and so you're not getting the story about where it's fallen off. There are still plenty of pockets in America where it's a problem, no question about it. But the actual numbers of people getting it are way, way, way down. 37% in this poll, 37% of parents consider it essential their children are vaccinated before they go back everything goes back to normal. 37%, that's interesting, one-third of parents. 47% of Americans think it's essential that they get a booster. Poll shows more Americans are taking precautionary measures. I talked about this with Ken Kronhaus on DJV Health. He's kind of as much of a vacciner as he is. He believes in it, but he thinks, you know, pretty much everybody's had COVID or is going to before this is over. And so the best way, even though it's uncomfortable, to not get it is to have had it. It's better than the vaccines by far. And so there's another thing. And I think people are hearing that and say, okay, well, it's pretty much almost over. I didn't get my vaccines, so I'm going to just let it. If I get it, good, I'll be okay. And so there's still a lot of stuff about masks and I'm actually getting really annoyed. It's because it's around here, the numbers are way off where I am in Massachusetts. And now just this week, people have started wearing masks or requiring it. I went into a store the other day. I said, do you guys know what's going on, really? They said, what do you mean? I said, it's over. You're too late. Hello. Anyway, the health factors that may explain why some people get long COVID. Did you see this? Why some are stuck with long COVID, others fully recover. This was something I didn't talk to Ken about. You can get that info, by the way, by going to djvehealthshow.com, Ken Kronhaus. Researchers following 200 COVID patients for a couple of months after the diagnosis, finding that regardless of whether they had a mild or severe case, they're more likely to have
four commonalities: high level of coronavirus RNA in their blood, history of Epstein-Barr virus. I've had that.
I have that. Never goes away once you have it.
The shingles, all that stuff. Yep, right. Mononucleosis. Yeah. That's it. Let's see here. The autoimmune disorders that attack the immune system. And the last factor was type 2 diabetes, which I think we've talked about ad nauseum here as a factor that explains why some people get long COVID. And then there's Goldie Hawn's nonprofit helping children cope with pandemic life. I thought this was pretty neat. She had depression, and a lot of children apparently are depressed going through this. So
yeah,
I guess two cheers or three cheers for her. Good for her. All right, here we are, having taken a look at our charts for the week. Thank you, ladies. It's 10 before the hour, close to it.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Time now for a review. The official story list, if you will, it appears at talkers.com and also on the DJV page as well. Number 10 on the story list this week is a focus on the winter weather. Hello, it's winter and the weather's bad. Number 9, I think that's the story. Number 9, the NFL, the games, what's happening with the playoffs. Number 8, the social media problems and things that seem to, the flaps around social media and things that people are listening to, like Neil Young. Number 7, the Trump thing in Florida. Number 6, race relations. Number 5, January 6th. Number 4, the economy. Number 3, Justice Breyer. Number 2, the Russians. And number 1, was number 3 last week, bopped. It's kind of, I sound like Casey Kasem. Back up at number 1 this week. The COVID situation. So those are the top stories, according to Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
The people list from Talkers Magazine at number 10, Aaron Rodgers, for obvious reasons. At number 9, a combo, a twin spin, if you will, Neil Young and Joe Rogan. If there was a wrestling match, Neil would have lost, but he didn't have to wrestle to lose this one. Spotify says, we'll take Joe, thank you. Joseph Latipo, the Florida Surgeon General, is number 8. Joe Manchin and Kirsten Sinema, I got to get that right, number 7. They've been in the list of people for quite a long time now. Trump is at 6. Jerome Powell is at 5. Vice President Harris is at 4. Stephen Breyer at 3. Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin, is number 2. And number one is the president in residence. That's our Joe. Joe Biden, number one on the people list, as you might imagine. That's pretty much the way it goes. Although he's been very public this past week as well. So there they are, the people on the list, helping to get us to discuss the stories on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 53 past the hour now. Time for us to review the top five items from the world of technology as we count down from number five to number one. Victoria Keeling here with me. I'm Doug Steppen. Peloton puts on the brakes, would seem. That's number five this week. What the heck's going on there?
Oh, man. Peloton can't catch a break, right? So after all of the stuff with Mr. Big dying on a Peloton and then the Ryan Reynolds swooping in commercial that saved it and bounced it back and then everything happened with Chris Noth, and it's just been a bumpy ride. And they got, unfortunately, they got served another big bumpy moment when on Billions, which is a show on Showtime, the popular character Wags also suffered a heart attack while on the Peloton. And
but
so Peloton
survived. You said,
he did.
I didn't die like Mr. Big, right?
He said, I'm not going out like Mr. Big. But, yeah, I mean, it's become synonymous now, death and Peloton. So, and it's really affecting their bottom line. They're down 14% now in the last quarter, and so much so that the demand has kind of dried up, and so they're halting the bike and treadmill equipment stuff. They're starting next month, they're just going to freeze production and
really
see what can happen. Maybe they can bounce back again. I don't know. Maybe Ryan Reynolds has to come back and help them. I'm not sure what could help them at this point, though.
Yeah. Number four on our countdown of technology stories this week, Apple has created a personal safety guide.
Yeah, we've been talking for several months now of women finding that they are being stalked with AirTags, and in their cars, in their purses. The Sports Illustrated model found one in her pocket. Someone had slipped one in her pocket and followed her around New York City for 5 or 6 miles. And so this has become an international issue. issue. And so Apple has launched the Personal Safety User Guide, and it is you can find it on their website. And it's a hub that's divided into, you know, different sections, personal safety checklists and things like that, privacy tools. And then they also have, for AirTag safety, they have, you know, different ways to make sure that the tracker is letting you know that someone else is connected to your phone. That's the most important thing that especially women need to always be aware of. If you hear anything beeping, you know, that those AirTags will beep after they're far enough away from their owner. So that will be a clue.
Number three, hackers targeting Uber users.
Yeah, I know, right? You feel it. It feels like we're just inundated and we're under attack constantly, either from hacking or from actual stalkers.
Yeah.
So this story came out. A guy was waiting for his Uber down in Miami, and he was on his way to the airport, and he got a series of text messages from who he thought was the driver. With, you know, different security codes and things like that. And he started texting this person back, and sure enough, within seconds, this person had scammed everything from this guy. His American Express card had been charged for a $200 tip on a $6 ride, which never happened. So Uber is still investigating if this was the driver who was the scammer or if someone else hacked into this situation. But always just make sure that you only communicate with your Uber driver through the Uber app. Never give out your phone number, never give out your email or any other personal info. And that's something that Uber has been trying to stress as well.
Seems like common sense. Number two, how bad is the chip shortage?
Yeah, this was a big conversation this week. The White House, the Commerce Secretary, Gina Raimondo, had a briefing with reporters, and essentially they were all talking about 150 chip makers from around the world were participating in this new report. And so basically, depending on what company and who you want to believe, Intel says that the chip shortage won't end until 2023. NVIDIA and AMD, other big chip makers, they think it could be the second half of 2022. The bottom line is we don't really know, except we do know that demand is now up 17% higher for chips in 2021 than it was in 2019. So we've got a lack of inventory, plus we've got more demand. So that's creating a huge, huge problem.
All right, number one this week in the top tech stories.
So this was the other big chip announcement of the week. Intel says they're going to spend $20 billion on a new chip manufacturing site in New Albany, which is near Columbus, Ohio. It's going to be a 1,000-acre location. It's a huge campus, and it's initially going to play host to two chip factories. They're going to hire at least 3,000 people and tens of thousands more across, you know, suppliers and partners and things like that. Construction's going to kick off this year. It will become operational in 2025, and so they're now calling it the Silicon Heartland. This could be the next Silicon Valley, and Intel's going to invest actually $100 billion in the site over the next 10 years.
They're trying to figure out. I talked to a friend of mine the day the announcement was made who lives in Columbus, and people in Columbus say, what do they need 1,000 acres for? All right, that's it. Top five stories, the charts, if you will, for technology this week, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.